You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about Christmas trees and how they can symbolize so much more than just the obvious. I'm going to share two stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas. So in our first story, Michelle Sprague tells us that it was months past Christmas and she still hadn't taken down her little 18-inch Charlie Brown Christmas tree on the mantle. It was sparse, misshapen, and it only had one ornament. Her daughter pointed out that it hadn't looked good at Christmas and it still didn't look good. But Michelle found special meaning in that little tree. She had found it her first Christmas after her divorce, hidden in a corner of the store among some toys. The next year, when she was more back on her feet, that sad little tree was back on the mantle, but a beautiful 6-foot tree stood beside it, nicely decorated with ornaments made by Michelle's daughters. And her daughter was still telling her the little Charlie Brown tree needed some help, some lights, more decorations. Nevertheless, both trees went up every year. 10 years later, Michelle remarried and continued the tradition of putting up both trees. And then her new husband, Larry, suggested they leave the Charlie Brown tree up all year, complete with its one ornament. "It's simple and reminds us of what's important," he said. "Life doesn't have to be filled with glitz and glamour for us to be happy." Michelle says, "My husband and I look at the Charlie Brown tree and think about how rich we are. We're lucky to be Americans and born into this country where we can vote for our leaders, speak our minds, and enjoy freedom. We're lucky we found each other, got a second chance at love, and enjoy wonderful relationships with our children. We're thankful that all of us are healthy and content with our lives and blessed with good friends and jobs. We're lucky we have the opportunity to grow from our mistakes and misfortunes. This simple little Charlie Brown tree reminds us to enjoy the little things, which are often beautiful." Veronica Coldiron has another story about a meaningful Christmas tree. In her case, first her house suffered through a flood, and then 8 months later, it burned down. Now, she had received a gift card for a restaurant, so she took her kids there for breakfast on Christmas morning before dropping them at her ex-mother-in-law's house. The boys were excited about all the good things that were going to happen at their grandma's house, and Veronica burst into tears at that because she had nothing for them. She couldn't even afford a tree, and that was what hurt the most. Veronica says, "It's such a small thing to have a tree, but I didn't even have a living room to put one in." Veronica's boys felt bad about her crying, but she explained that she was upset they would have no tree. And then her younger son asked if he and his brother could go and play the crane game in the restaurant using a dollar that he had. Well, with 50 cents, that boy managed to snag a stuffed Christmas tree with the crane, and he proudly presented it to her. It was about 16 inches tall. It took them 3 years to recover from losing their home and possessions. And that little stuffed tree was their official Christmas tree each year. Even after Veronica managed to buy a full-size tree, she put out that little toy tree every year too. And then 12 years later, Veronica found a use for that tree. Her new husband worked with a young mother who was already struggling, and then her apartment complex burned down. She'd gotten out with her four young children, but nothing else, and Christmas was around the corner. And Veronica worried about that family. When she pulled out her full-size tree and the new Christmas stockings she had just bought, something didn't feel right. She decided to give her new stockings to that young family, and also her fairly new $200 tree. She would go back to having just one tree, that little stuffed one that her kids had gotten from the crane game all those years ago. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and to see the cover. You'll find the book at Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. And remember, this book, like our past five Christmas books, helps support the Marines Toys for Tots program, which makes Christmas more magical for families in need all over the United States. Now, if you'd like to become one of our storytellers, just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the Submit Your Story section of our website, and we'll walk you through the process. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about when marriage means happily ever laughter from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my wonderful, wacky family.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.